laughs. No, hey, just... should I start recording right when we do this so that you could do the post and the pre and all that
masturbatory stuff? What I end up doing is I take my recording of the post and the pre, because you're on that as well.
Okay.
It's just not as pristine as the show, but since it's behind the scenes, it's fine.
Wonderful, darling. Wonderful.
How are you?
I'm old and bitter.
I see that. I see that on the Facebooks.
Yes, yes, yes.
I wish
I were a fish, 'cause fishes are much nicer folks than people.
I feel like I'm more of an optimist than you.
Oh, I think that probably Eeyore is more of an optimist than I am. And by the way, you were looking for Droopy Dog the other day. That's who the cartoon character, either you or Adam, was searching for.
Because Droopy used to talk like this, and everything was wrong with poor Droopy.
I don't remember what context.
Yeah, I don't remember what context either.
And another thing, Daniel Brewer.
Yes, Scott Bullock.
As I was being misquoted, I never said any other vocal tic other than like. I didn't say, don't say or ah. Or I simply said, stop saying like every third word.
All right. But like what I was looking at, like... was like,
no, the thing is, like,
no, it was like they, it was like the it was like the it was like the totalitary, yeah, of the like the of the
like,
thing,
and then they were like, and so you should be like, and it was like, and liking like
right,
like
and you
like.
Said that, and then I was like, what, and then you were like, I don't know, and then I was like, okay,
like
okay, like you know, oftentimes I know that this may come as news to you, or so I'm glad you're sitting down.
Yes. Often, can you tell I'm sitting down?
I can see you. Oh. Oftentimes,
yes,
we will say things histrionically.
Oh.
For show content.
You're trying to say that you say like every other word.
No,
on
no,
purpose.
No, no, no. What I'm saying, when you said that you were only complaining about the word like, when we extend it out and be very histrionic about, oh, now he's picking on everything that we, you know, that's show content. We are right. Aware that you're
that,
not.
And big. That paints me as a bigger prick than I already am. And trust me, I've never been accused of having a big prick. Being a big prick, yes.
Okay, great. I need to update my beverage.
All right.
But I want to take a look here at the old board. See what we got. How come TDE dropped down to the bottom? Okay. We have some voicemails and some emails.
Oh, yes. Praise God. We finally get the emails talked about.
We have some corrections from our last episode that you have added on here. James Randi. And then what is Halloween 2018? Is that you? Is that something?
Yeah, I just watched the remake.
Oh, okay.
That Jamie Lee Curtis went around the world talking about its import.
Going to add you to that, and that will be a benign, debatable, cutesy.
Probably debatable, maybe, if someone wants to come back. Somebody, I don't think you will, because you, first of all, you're not into horror.
No. And, the only time I've ever seen Halloween was at your house.
Well, shit, fuzzy. Fuck, goddamn.
Let's see. I also. I have thrown up there. Oh, you put your name. Oh. You put your members on there.
I did what?
I had thrown up the topic of Disneyland and cruise lines, and you had put your icon on it.
All I did was slide it over in the show thing.
Okay, it's good. It's fine.
Does that mean I
No, I probably clicked on the right icon. No, I probably clicked. It's all right. It's fine. I just put the icon on whose idea it was. Then that way, when I'm looking at it, I can go like, "What? Who said that?"
Just vocalizing.
Okay, great.
Are you kind of worn out today?
No, I'm multitasking badly. So okay. Let me shut down this other stuff. We have a new D&D game starting on Wednesday evenings, and so the people we're trying to organize everything. And so now it's down to the thing like, well, he says his phone can't do group messaging very well. So do you have Instagram? I'm like, what? I don't want to fucking use Instagram. Instagram's not a messaging platform. But now it's just like, oh, okay, well, what's your handle? Okay, well, we'll do that over here. And it's just like, what? Just use Facebook Messenger or something silly. Something that's designed for messaging. Instagram is for photos.
How about Twitter?
I don't know that Twitter will do group conversations, though. Can you direct message more than one person?
God, you're asking me? That's a laugh. I barely can turn on the fucking computer, Daniel. Barely. Yes. It's just because I got a big post-it that says on button.
That's not true. You've replaced a hard drive before.
That's what she said.
You have.
I know.
Let's see. I'm trying to look right now. So if I go to messages, I don't believe I can send it to more than one person. Let's see. ENT Vera. Oh, yeah, I can. I can do group on. You learned it? Today I learned. TIL.
It's important to keep learning.
It is. It keeps the, what's it called?
Nasal hair?
Alzheimer's. It was an Alzheimer's joke. All right, I'm going to refresh my beverage.
What you drinking?
It's super exciting. Walmart watermelon strawberry water enhancer. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, yeah. It's like Crystal Light, but it's strawberry watermelon.
Wow.
I buy it by the case.
Hopefully it doesn't have anything bad in it.
It's all chemicals. Can't be. It doesn't have anything bad in it. It's all chemicals.
Chemicals. Chemicals are good for you.
They
make our world a better place. Chemicals. Ingest as many as you can.
Strawberry watermelon. Let's see what's in it. It is the strawberry watermelon artificially flavored drink mix, sugar-free. Let's see. This is what it has in it. Maltodextrin.
Which is actually a sugar, but go ahead.
Citric acid.
That's okay. That's cool.
Malic acid.
I don't know what that is.
Sodium citrate.
It's another sour herb, but that's an increased intake of sodium.
Aspartame.
That's a hideous, horrible sweetener. That's probably the worst sweetener you can ingest.
Why?
Because it's really bad for you.
In what way?
I could look it up, or you could look it up.
I have looked it up, and I haven't seen anything. It's like unless I'm a phenol.
Okay, that was, you just did four likes in a row.
Phenylalanine.
Yeah. Aspartame is really horrible. Phenylalanine is, I think it's,
yes,
its name when it's, aspartame was a,
yes.
Oh, who gives a fuck? Go get your enhanced water and let's do this, fucker.
Wow.
This pre-show will show my true personality to anyone who wants to hear it. That's what Daniel has to put up with. Get your goddamn water. Let's do this fucking show.
Wow.
Lovies.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. All right, be right back.
While Daniel's away from the computer, I have an opportunity in this pre-show to talk a little bit about my true feelings. When I was very, very young, my mother pushed me out of her vagina, and I came into the world, champagne glass in one hand, cigarette in the other, looked down at the nurse and said, "Where did you get those shoes?" After that, I was raised in Canoga Park, California, a small suburb that is approximately 15 minutes away from where I live now. I didn't travel very much, did I? And yet, somehow, emotionally, I've seen the world. Yes, and it has seen me. Daniel takes a long time to get his beverage. So let me talk about my teenaged years. When I was a teenager, from 13 to 19, I lived the teenaged years. Teens, of course, are post-10s and pre-20s. The teens, 13 through 19. Daniel is still getting his beverage. I have an opportunity to talk about my 20s. 20s, from 20 years old to 29 years old. An interesting decade of life. Many changes happened during the 20s, and personally, some happened to me. For example, I turned 30 right after 29. Daniel has returned getting his beverage.
You ever watch that show, Toddlers and Tiaras?
Unfortunately, I saw a couple of episodes and was so sickened, so thoroughly sickened by it, that I couldn't watch anymore. And I know that that's where that boo-boo honey pot, or what the fuck her fat ugly name is, came from.
Honey boo-boo. Yeah, so there was like this one thing on there that I just watched one or two episodes a long, long time ago. But they would always yell at these little kids, like, "Do your pretty hands, do your pretty hands," where they have to, like, you know, cup their hands yes. around their dress thing. So my cat lately, Buzzy, has taken to, like, laying with his paws crossed right out in front of him. And so we call it him doing his pretty paws. He's like, "Oh, he's doing his pretty paws."
That's very sweet, because our babies do that too. Both of them, Howard and Eunice, both cross their paws like that.
Of course, very dainty. Right behind you, right over your shoulder, I can see. Yes.
Well, she stretches
Eunice
out.
Eunice is just
dead,
like,
"I'm done."
Just like, I've had it. Not even fully on the pillow, just like half on.
She passed
half
out.
Tongue hanging out.
Kind That's my girl. Oh, I got to start recording if we're going to do this fucking show.
Hey,
hold please. I am now recording. Let me find you again. I lost you. Oh, there you are. Okay. It's you, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. One, two, three, four.